Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Miami Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joey Wendell. Batting second. The second baseman, John Birdie. Batting third. The first baseman, Garrett Cooper. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Jesus Aguilar. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesus Sanchez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian De La Cruz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jacob Stallings. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Pablo Lopez. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The right fielder, Starling Marte. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Kenha. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Dominic Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tomas Nido. Pitching for the New York Mets, Chris Bosit. And now, play ball. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wendell hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Escobar makes the catch for the out. One out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Birdie hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cooper strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards short. Rojas is there, but bobbles the ball. Nimmo reaches on the error. Nimmo is on first. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marte hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aguilar hits a ball towards third. Escobar can't make the play in time. Aguilar gets a base hit. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanchez strikes out swinging. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Aguilar moves to second. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. De La Cruz hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. De La Cruz is safe at second with a double. Aguilar scores. Garcia moves to third. It's 1-0, Marlins. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rojas hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Rojas is out. Two outs. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stallings hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Stallings is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alonso hits a line drive towards second. Birdie makes the catch for the out. one out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McNeil hits a fly ball towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kenha hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kenha is safe at second with a double. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Smith is on with a walk. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wendell is 0 for 1 in the game. Wendell hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Wendell is out. One out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Birdie is 0 for 1 in the game. Birdie hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. Two outs. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Cooper is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nido hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nido is out. One out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's Marlins, 1, Mets, 1. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Marte is safe at second with a double. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Lopez covering, and Lindor is out. Marte moves to third. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Aguilar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aguilar hits a fly ball towards right. Marte is there to make the catch. One out. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out swinging. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive towards first. Alonso makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. McNeil is safe at second with a double. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kenha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kenha is hit by the pitch. Kenha is on first. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ground ball towards short. Rojas throws to second to get Kenha. McNeil moves to third. Smith is on first. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Escobar is 0-1 in the game. Escobar strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nido is 0-1 in the game. Nido strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. De La Cruz is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. De La Cruz hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. De La Cruz is safe at second with a double. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rojas is 0-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. De La Cruz moves to third. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stallings is 0-1 in the game. Stallings softly hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Rojas moves to second. 1 out. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wendell is 0-2 in the game. Wendell hits a fly ball towards right. Mart is there to make the catch. De La Cruz scores. Rojas moves to third. That's a sacrifice fly. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Marlins. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Birdie is 0-2 in the game. Birdie hits a line drive towards left center field. Ken Ha is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nimmo is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards left. De La Cruz makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Starling Mart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mart is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Mart strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lindor is 0-2 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball towards first. Cooper fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cooper is 0-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball towards right. Mart is there to make the catch. 1 out. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Aguilar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Aguilar hits a pop-up towards first. Alonso makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesus Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sanchez is 0-2 in the game. Sanchez hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Bossett covering, and Sanchez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dylan Floro replaces Pablo Lopez as pitcher. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alonso is 0-2 in the game. Alonso hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McNeil is 1-2 in the game, with a double. McNeil strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kenha is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Smith is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Garcia is out. One out. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. De La Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. De La Cruz hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. De La Cruz is safe at second with a double. Drew Smith replaces Chris Bosit as pitcher. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball towards first. Alonso can't make the play in time. Rojas gets a base hit. De La Cruz moves to third. Force play challenged by missing in action manager, Don Mattingly. Original call overturned as shown. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stallings is 0-for-2 in the game. Stallings hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Anthony Bass replaces Dylan Floro as pitcher. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. One out. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nido is 0-for-2 in the game. Nido is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nimmo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wendell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wendell hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Wendell is out. One out. Force play challenged by missing in action manager, Don Mattingly. Original call upheld upon review. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Birdie is 0-for-3 in the game. Birdie hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Birdie is safe at second with a double. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Birdie scores. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Marlins. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aguilar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Two outs. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanchez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Sanchez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Stephen Okert replaces Anthony Bass as pitcher. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Marte hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Marte is out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindor hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 4-2, Marlins. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 3 in the game. Alonso strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McNeil is hit by the pitch. McNeil is on first. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kenha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. McNeil moves to second. J.D. Davis pinch hits for Dominic Smith batting 7th. J.D. Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Davis is on with a walk. McNeil moves to 3rd. Kenha moves to 2nd. Ender Inciarte pinch runs for J.D. Davis batting 7th. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 3 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Mets 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Joely Rodriguez replaces Drew Smith as pitcher. Ender Inciarte pinch ran for DH and is now DH. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball towards third. Escobar can't make the play in time. Garcia gets a base hit. Billy Hamilton pinch runs for Avisail Garcia batting 6th. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hamilton, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. De La Cruz is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. De La Cruz is on with a walk. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Nimmo is there to make the catch. Hamilton moves to third. One out. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallings is 0 for 3 in the game. Stallings bunts down the first baseline. Alonso scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Hamilton scores. De La Cruz moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Marlins. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wendell is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wendell hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Wendell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tanner Scott replaces Stephen Okert as pitcher. Billy Hamilton moves from pinch runner to left fielder. Brian De La Cruz moves from left fielder to R. Tomas Nido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nido is 0 for 3 in the game. Right fielder. That is ball 4. Nido is on with a walk. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards short. Rojas has it and steps on second to get the force on Nido. Nimmo is on first. One out. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Marte hits a ground ball towards short. Rojas throws to second to get Nimmo. Marte is on first. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a line drive deep towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Miami Marlins, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from City Field in New York.